Welcome. This is episode 249 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be continuing the series on Daniel chapter 6. This is going to be series number 6. It's going to be part 6. We have so far done verses 1 to 10. Again, I would really encourage you, if you missed out on everything that we've discussed so far, just go back and listen to those other 5 parts. I promise you, you're going to get a lot of wonderful context from it. So just going to pick up from verse 11. I'll read from verse 10, but we've really discussed verse 10 in detail in the last podcast. So I'm going to read from verse 10 because it kind of, just to give you some context for today, but I'm really going to start discussing from verse 11. So it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, Daniel chapter 6, I read from verse 10. It says, but when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. So I established the last time we met that Daniel, he learned about this law that was supposed to throw people in a den of lions if they worshipped any other person other than the king. And Daniel was, he learned about it, but that did not intimidate him into changing his commitment to Christ. And then another thing that's also helpful here to bring out from verse 10 is that he knelt down as usual in his upstairs room. So that means prayer for him was a habit. Again, let me tell you this. Daniel's level of success in life is not very surprising, honestly. Why? Because Daniel, he had certain habits. See, your habits is really going to determine your level of success in life. That's the truth, right? Your habits really determine the outcome of your life. Daniel, this was a usual thing for him to pray 3 times a day to serve the Lord, right? So we know that that's one of Daniel's habits. Daniel was a person that prayed a lot. In fact, if you read the rest of the book of Daniel, Daniel was a person that prayed a lot. We also know other habits he had, like being excellent. So doing a good, awesome job at whatever it's called to do, right? That's excellence as well, right? That's a habit, right? Again, your habits will in no small way determine how far you'll go in life. Okay, now verse 11, it says, then the officials went together to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking for God's help. So they went straight to the king and reminded him about his law. Did you not sign a law that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to you, your majesty, will be thrown into the den of lions? Yes, the king replied. That decision stands. It is an official law of the Medes and Persians that cannot be revoked. Okay, so let's stop here. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So what are the big lessons from this reading? So the big lessons from this reading is that, so from verse 11, the very first lesson is, whether you like it or not, there are people watching you. That's just the truth. There are people watching you. The Bible says that the officials, they went together to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking for God's help. So there are people watching you. And whenever I think of this whole concept or idea of people watching you, I like to think of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, right? That says, seeing that we also are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and that sin that so easily besets. The thing is, your life can minister to somebody. People literally, by looking at your life, it can be a ministration to them. So these people, they saw Daniel praying. That's what they saw, right? So when people look at you, what do they see? Do they see evil or do they see good? Yes, these men, they were literally plotting evil against Daniel, right? But at least it's better to suffer for doing the right thing than to suffer for doing the wrong thing, right? Daniel was praying to his God. He was seeking God's help, right? He was seeking God's help. That's a good thing to see. So when people see your life, what do they see? And again, not just what they see in the public space, because in the public space on social media, people will pretty much always present the best versions of themselves. But notice, this was in Daniel's room. This was in his home. He was not a crazy person in his home. He was not a completely different person in his home. No, he was still serving the Lord even in his home. Even when he thought that, man, no one may be watching me, he was still doing the right thing. Many people will do the right thing when people are watching them. But when they think that people are not watching them, they deviate from doing the right thing. You don't want to be that kind of person. That's what's known as what? As hypocrisy. That is literally what is known as what? Hypocrisy. You don't want to be a person that is given to hypocrisy. You don't want to be a person that is found to be in hypocrisy. Because you may think you're a deceiving man, but you certainly cannot deceive God. Everything is laid bare before him. And the Bible says that there's nothing that is hidden that will not be revealed. Right? So, I just want to ask you, like, there are witnesses around you. Like, what is your life witnessing to the people around you? Is it showing people what the way of Christ is? Or is it encouraging people to commit sin? Are you encouraging people by your lifestyle to live in ways that do not please the Lord? Right? If that's you, you want to go ahead and change your ways. Okay. And then, and it's just kind of interesting that Daniel was here asking for God's help. Right? Daniel at this point in his life had achieved very steep levels of success. Right? But he still found it important to seek the help of God. There are many people, as they rise higher and higher in life, they begin to think that, oh, I've hit it big. I don't need God anymore, right? Or they start asking for God's help less and less. No, you don't want to be that kind of person, right? Again, always depend on God, because without God helping you, the Bible says, if it were not for the mercies of the Lord, we will have been consumed, right? It is God's mercy that is keeping you where you are right now. It is God's mercy that you even have the breath of life in your nostrils. So it's very important as a child of God. It's very important as an individual. Don't forget God's help. Don't forget God. Don't let your success get into your head. You can clearly see that Daniel's success did not get into his head. Right? And then we see these people. What is the final lesson for today? We see these men. What did they do? They went and reported to the king. They literally went and reported to the king. Right? So Daniel is literally just about to get persecuted. And again, I'm telling you this. If you're doing the right thing, you will face persecution. The Bible says that a friend of the world is an enemy of God. A friend of God is an enemy of the world. So here's the thing. If you're truly doing God's will, you should expect to face opposition. That's the truth, right? Persecution from people. Sometimes this persecution can even be from your family, right? Because again, many people get sold this brand of Christianity where things always go well. That's not the reality of the Christian walk. No. Look at Jesus's life. Jesus was battered. He was bruised. A cross was placed on him. He was beaten. His blood was shed. That does not sound like such an awesome life, right? So please just kind of keep that in mind, because I feel like many people commit to Christ and they don't count the cost. I'm telling you, the cost of serving God is worth it, but there's a cost associated with that. And here's the thing. Jesus Christ will give you grace, because again, you can't do it in your own strength, but God will give you the grace to pay that cost, right? You have the grace of God to help you through these tough times, right? Look at Job. Job was serving the Lord, but he suffered a lot, right? He suffered a lot. So just kind of keep this in mind, that Christianity does involve persecution. I'm telling you this, if you look at many in the Bible times, a lot of persecution for being a child of God. If you look at the present times, many people think that, oh, persecution has passed. No, there is still a lot of persecution, and that persecution is actually rising every single day. I'm telling you this, even in many settings, like work settings, training settings, because I know a lot of people that are physicians or residents or medical students listening to this podcast. I kid you not, there's persecution. I'm telling you this. As a medical student, I certainly faced a pretty healthy amount of persecution. Not healthy. Persecution doesn't feel fun, right? But I faced quite a bit of persecution in my medical school days, believe it or not, right? So that story can always be told in the future. But I kid you not, persecution is a thing. Persecution is a thing. There are people that live in countries where they cannot openly proclaim the name of Christ. If not, they'll be killed, or their families may be abducted or something like that, right? So again, just keep your mind open. Keep your mind open that, hey, see, here's the thing. If I'm serving the Lord, persecution will come. Challenges will come. Trials will come, right? But there's grace to help you through those challenges. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you to do so today. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. He came, he died on the cross to save us from our sins and to draw us back to God. We're all born in sin because of the sin of Adam and Eve. But Jesus Christ came, he died on the cross, he shed his blood to save us from sin. So if you want to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, and make that decision today. Don't postpone that decision. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. A person may have the breath of life in them right now, and within the next 20 minutes, they may be gone. You cannot, even me, I cannot guarantee the next 5 minutes, right? So why don't you make your ways right with God? So if you want to do that, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning. I confess that I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. I believe you died on the cross and you shed your blood. Let that blood that you shed cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe you were buried and you rose again on the third day. Come into my life, Lord. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. I confess all my sins. I forsake all my sins. I repent of all my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. Have your way in me. Use me for your glory. Make me a vessel unto honor that is fit for your use. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast, including myself. I pray, Lord, that you give us the grace through persecutions and trials and temptations to continue to please you, to continue to seek your face. Lord, I pray that may we not throw in the towel on Christ because we're facing persecution. And Lord, I pray that may you give us the grace to do these things. We can't do it in our own strength, but through Christ we can do all things. And Lord, I also pray that may you give us the grace to be true witnesses, to be witnesses for Christ. Give us the grace to show the world the way of Christ, not to show the world the way of sin. And Father, I pray that may you give us the grace to build habits that will define, that will lead us towards your destination that you have for us, that will lead us towards towards the divine destiny you have crafted for us, that your name might be glorified, O God. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. And Lord, I pray for people all over the world that are in countries that are hostile towards the Christian faith, anyone dealing with persecution, anyone that has lost their families. Lord, I pray, Lord, that may you please comfort them by your Spirit. May you please help them and may you please rescue them. And for those that have just surrendered their lives to you, I pray, Lord, that may you please give them the grace to continue to serve you and please you with all their hearts, and that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Most High God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, for those that surrender their lives to the Lord, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one, you need to listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. Episode what? 96 to 101. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. Number two, find the Bible translation you understand. For many people, that's going to be the New Living Translation. Read it every day. Meditate on it. And then write down action steps and put it into practice. You'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. A place where you can hear the true, pure, undiluted word of God. Where you can fellowship with other believers. So whenever you hear something in church, go back and go check with Scripture. Does this thing fit with Scripture? If you're learning so many things that seem to contradict Scripture, that's a place you want to walk away from. That's not a place you want to be. You want to be fed with the true word of God. So do these three things and your life will begin to tend in the direction that God wants it to trend. Until episode 250, have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful day. And I pray that the Lord blesses you, keeps you, makes his face to shine upon you, and is gracious unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom.